Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. Houston. $1 trillion. New Orleans. Bill Street. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. The $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People in the melon. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Duchamp. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your effort. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world. It's in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada. But you in the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Or Indianapolis, Indiana. corner with about the $1 million flow. It's going all up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on the $1 million flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
God bless you tonight. This is the trillionaire. And I'm for you and as we move to move Abaddon and the evil spirits away, we want to bring joy, love, and peace to each and every one that call us. All is well. I don't know your corner. I think it was the 23rd number of Psalms or Psalm 7:1. This is the seventh month, the seventh day, 2023. We're working with them I want to thank Pearl for her testimony last night. I want to thank you, Pearl. That testimony was strong. A lot of people enjoyed your testimony. And it's just good for somebody to tell folks all is well. Like that.
Your phone going in and out.
Hold on. Let me change it where it won't go in and out. It go in and out. Hold up. I'll take care of that.
I can hear you now.
You say going in and out.
I can hear you now.
Hold on till I try splitting this line up.
Now, you hear me now? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I would like you to read Psalm 7.
But before you read that,
Mary, I've been talking about all the negative people been calling about negative energy.
A lot of things going on.
So I want to hold on to prayer.
And stay positive.
I'm going to get some scriptures out for Mary to read.
Psalm 51, Psalm 55, Psalm 98, Psalm 42, Psalm 68, and don't forget going into the new month, Psalm 119, east, west, north, south.
Abaddon is a busy angel. He wants to destroy your mind, your body, But I want you to know God will cover you.
We have come a long way as people of color. We ain't gonna stop now. Stop the killing, save the baby.
Write this down in your book. Stop the killing, save the baby. I say our ancestors.
After a minute, mother called me about the son got shot. The dog got shot.
That's evil spirits, and when we fight evil spirits with prayer, we fight evil spirits with standing together. Prayer is strong enough to break the yoke of the devil. So that's what we're gonna do.
We ain't gonna stop praying. We're gonna fight.
Okay, but your phone was going out. I can't even get the scriptures you gave us.
Go ahead and read it.
Read from where one to where?
From seven to seven.
from 7 to 7?
Yeah.
From Psalm 7, 1 through 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces where there's none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and wait for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sake. Therefore, return thy on high. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for that.
I want to say to you tonight,
prayer changes things. And I want to say to you tonight, God is able to deliver you out of any kind of problem, God's labor. Father God, come on this Sunday, come on this day of Friday, $3 trillion low night. We come to ask you to touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl.
Thank you for every letter, every donation. Those that seek to the ministry, those that won't break. God, we're asking you to touch our young folks.
God, we're asking you all the people that flooded, we're asking for reparation for them.
All the websites, the houses got flooded, and we know there's money out there to get refrigerators, get stores back in the house.
God is turning over to you. God is Abraham, God is Jacob. Racism is running wild in our community.
Murder is running wild.
I rebuke the spirit of Abaddon, loose your hope. I invoke the spirit of Michael, Raphael, and all the archangels. Come forth and guide us to another level.
I say. I'm not going to take that back. God is good. God has things going for us.
Don't let nothing turn you away from what God got for you. The $1 trillion flow. You can have that home, that job. You can have that new raise.
$1 trillion flow.
From LA to Miami.
Minnesota to Detroit.
I've got the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion fluff. You and me. Me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion fluff. Yeah, you can have that new Ben. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, LA.
I want to say to you, there's enough money in order to feed the hungry in America. There's enough money to close the neck in America. There's enough money right here in Chicago to all those people in Austin.
Those that lost their home by the flood, people coming in from other countries getting money. And we have to feed the hungry and close the naked right here in America.
I want to thank you, Sister Mary, for that reading. And I want to thank Pearl for her testimony. I'm going to get another testimony before we go to talk about the money
that we had to get in order to make institutions work for black folks.
Don't never stop telling your story. Because your story ain't like nobody.
All the people in the world went through what black folks have been going through
and as we continue to go through. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish,
but have everlasting life. If my people that call by their name
turn from their wicked ways, God can heal the lame. But you've got to turn from that negativity, from that jealousy.
You got to turn from that hate. Stop holding stuff. Let go
and let God. I was asking about what I was talking about. I want to tell you tonight, all is well. Whatever you're going through,
God is here. I'm praying for you, Lorraine.
God bless you. I want to thank you, Brother Joe. I want to tell you, I'm praying much for you.
Those that call, I want to tell you all is well.
Lisa hanging there, all is well. It's a great coming. Like never seen before. It's a blessing coming to you like you've never seen before. I'm praying right now that God heal that body. God heal that mind. God turn that love around.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
All you got to do is just leave, and God will do it quick, fast, and everything. And I want to decree the
trillion dollar flow. From L.A. to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion flow. Houston, $1 trillion flow. New Orleans,
the $1 trillion flow. And I want to say this to you.
Pearl Williams, I got you on.
You give us a short testimony. You can do that, Pearl. And happy birthday to you. And I'm going to say happy birthday to you all this month. God kept him for a purpose.
God kept him speaking to young folks. Speak to old folks. Good folks change their mind. Pearl from Detroit.
William is speaking on Pearl.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the saints of God. I would like to say tonight that it's a blessing. It's a blessing that I'm able to be able to talk, and there's so many that went on.
The phone going in and out. But
well,
I'm glad that you
come home, Pearl, and I want to tell you, your testimony is
100%. And I
want
you to continue
to testify
this whole
month,
your birthday
month.
And some people can't raise their hand or lift their mouth up.
God
has
kept you in a blessed business. God has kept you
in a
good way.
Now I'm going to
tell
you, Pearl,
all
is well.
You
hear me,
Pearl?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I hear you
talking
a lot.
I can hear you now.
Huh?
I said, I can hear you now.
Okay, give
your testimony.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To all the listeners, I would like to say that tonight it was a blessing that I woke up this morning and I was able to put my own clothes on. And I want to thank the Lord.
Thank you for that testimony.
Thank you for that.
God bless you. Sometimes you have to wait
for the testimony to come through.
Let
that God want it. Maybe you let it come through to you.
Mm-hmm. And
I just want
you
to
get ready.
Amen.
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 We had been betrayed. The Southern troops, the federal troops have been withdrawn from the South. Committing the rise of the Ku Klux Klan, the Knights of the White Camilla, all other racist organizations. Both the North and the South had betrayed us in favor of a vote for Tilton B. Hayes, the new president. Many of the state guards had been withdrawn. And no one wanted to talk about the promise of the 40 acres and the mule. No one wanted to talk about this anymore. Now, had we gotten the 40 acres and the mule, and had we not lost feeling
for
the
land,
we would be the leaders of America today, because this came at a time immigrant migration. It came at a time when whites did not want to farm. Had we mastered the land, we could have controlled what this nation ate. And we would have been moderately wealthy doing so, because that means we would be controlling some other thing.
All right.
The period of industrialization in the United States. This is the period of the Vanderbilt, the rise of the Vanderbilt, the Harrimans, the railroad people, the Rockefellers, and the Carnegie, the steel people,
Andrew Mellon,
Carnegie.
Now
these men were rich thugs. Make no mistake about it. They were thugs. But these thugs now wanted respectability. And this white philanthropy, now they've been told that you get a better pass by giving to the Negro.
So
they
discovered
us at a time when none of us had any big money to give to endow anything.
We had already
built the independent black church in the large institutions. We have built more independent institutions than any African people living outside of Africa. Not because we are more industrial, and not because we've got more money, and not because we've got more brains, but because the kind of thugs, white thugs, control the United States, deprived us of so much, either we had to build it ourselves or do without it all together. So the church could not be just a church. The church was a community center. Part of the day the church was the school. And occasionally some of the church was the hiding place. The church played a major role in the physical protection of black people. Because the one person that they would hardly listen to was the black minister. Now, we're approaching this period now when white philanthropy don't know what to do with us. Bishop Turner has Not only a role. Bishop Turner is on the warpath. Bishop Turner has already made one of his back to Africa trips. Now, he actually took people back to Africa. More people went under Bishop Turner than under God. We've forgotten Bishop Turner. It's unfortunate. We've forgotten most of our heroes. Bishop Turner hated what the country has done to his people so much. He was mounting an American flag in the pulpit before his son. And for 15 minutes, starting with the statement, this flag ain't nothing but a GD rag. He was 15 minutes against the flag and the betrayal of his people and the lies the country is telling his people. Then he would calm himself down and pick up his Bible and preach his son. Now, Bishop Turner was on the raid.
White people wanted to know
who is the leader of all these radical people.
Who can I communicate to calm them down? Not getting any answers, they decided they would create a leader. They would anoint him. This is the beginning of the age of the anointed leader. But don't judge Booker too fast now, because Booker ran as many games on them as they ran on him and got millions for education while doing it and hated that guy. If you read Up for Slavery, it's not reflected in his book Up for Slavery. It's reflected in his personal letters. Now 10 volumes of his letters have been published. Now White decided to tap this young man and prepare him for leadership, and they alerted the editors of all of White's papers to start writing editorials about him and this is deliver him to us as our leader. Exhibition in Atlanta Classic Exhibition.
Partly
fantasy. He was running a game that couldn't be that good. After he watched the speech, many black men began to vote for their seat. Began to leave the South. Any history of the migration of blacks from the South, it began in Hood after this speech. Because blacks suspected something was going wrong.
Now, white editorial writers
made Booker T. Washington the leader of black America. They made him the leader of black America, declared that he was, and white philanthropy began to filter all the, not just for Tuskegee, the money that any black got for education had to come through Booker Washington. He was literally the dictator of black America. I'm not so much against dictators if something good is being dictated. And sometimes he dictated something good. It was his era, it is starting now. But what you have to do is to look at what happened not only in black America, but what happened in the totality of the African world in the years between time he made that speech, 1895.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel, was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving. And above that was another wheel. That was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel. And God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving. Because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. So the writer here tells us that angels were on guard.
Say that with me, please.
So to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow, so that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells it. And considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looked beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. He said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing service. In a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there. Then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. So man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? So man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? So man, you are a heart specialist. So man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist. various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. You know that all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? For the man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented. So man, you have found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant, and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to Him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at His feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, He'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he did know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out to give the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been going out and preaching. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why He orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Oh, Lord. and stood there and preached to those dry bones. The Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you drop on to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yeah. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah. When he looked around to observe this woman, dear God, he saw those dry bones in motion. Yes, foot bones were stretching out ankle bones. An ankle bone for moving on toward knee bone. Oh, yes. And knee bone was connected with thigh bones. And thigh bones were moving on toward hip bones. And hip bones were moving to the backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining with the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying in with neck bone. And neck bone was tying into head bone. Oh, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's my bone. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while and let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me all of that matter to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those curtains. Oh, Lord. But Lord, all we have now are corpses lying on the ground. Here now. And preach to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe in you. Lord, Lord. And pour breath into these bodies. Lord. Hear my word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to preach on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the sky. To call on our business. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. His word. His word. His word. His word. His word. He's a bridge in deep water. His word. He's a lamp to your soul. Yes. His word. Oh, my God.
little song that we sing in our movement down in the South, I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won,
and immediately notifying the Chicago Police Department's Bureau of Internal Affairs, who then initiated the laws which then opened the investigation. Their latest statement said, while COPPA investigators are currently determining whether the intel is substantiated, whether the police all claim misconduct by those involved.
I don't care if somebody is a citizen or not. People who came to this city with nothing, people who came to the city so we have to gather together to protect them.
The precinct has been a place for shelter for many newly arrived migrants who were sent here mainly from Texas as they await temporary housing. The investigation has caused reaction from state and local leaders who are also calling for remain intensely focused on the deeply troubling allegations of sexual misconduct by Chicago Police Department officer against a minor new arrival and other allegations of sexual misconduct in the Chicago Police Department's 10th District.
There is no validity to the complaint. There is no basis or origin or where it originated from. We don't have a victim's name or anything for victims repeatedly for multiple points.
It's not clear if the officers investigated are still on patrol or have police powers.
Yes, we believe in justice. We believe in the court system. But you know what? I also know from personal experience the right people in the right places, from the attorney, the judge. This is why we don't need people. Let's get it. Right.
About 4 o'clock this evening, the process began of relocating all of the migrants who have been seeking shelter here at the 10th District into temporary shelter. The mayor's office is a complete project. Christine Flores, WGNU.
Thank you, Christine. Chicago police are investigating the deaths of 2 newborn girls found at a daycare facility on the campus of Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Police say a cleaning crew discovered the babies inside a garbage bag last night. Calling a medical situation involving a daycare employee. Spokesperson says no daycare children have been involved. Autopsies are on the way to determine the cause of death.
2 people are in custody tonight after a chase on the city's west side. Skycam 9 was involved right at the moment when the vehicle took off from police this afternoon, crashing near Washington. Police grabbed him just as he was sliding through the window of the vehicle. Chicago police say the men were wanted for a carjacking earlier in the afternoon near Cicero and Harrison.
Jury deliberated just a few hours since a 7-year-old barber walking home in July of 2018 when several police officers stopped him, saying Augustus reached for a gun in his waistband, so they opened fire. His death sparked protests and complaints that police escalated the confrontation. His family...
We disagree with it. We think that what happened to Harith Augustus was wrong, should not have happened. It was wounding to the entire South Shore community and broader throughout the city of Chicago.
So the family is still under protest. They some Lake County, Aqua, Illinois customers heading into the weekend. The water crisis at Hawthorne Woods, Forest Lake, and parts of Kildare persists, so customers still have to boil their water. Water problems started Sunday with the loss of tap water.
counseling. Residents can pick up free bottled water at the Hawthorne Woods Aquatic Center until the issue has been resolved.
President Biden announced a new set of health insurance initiatives today aimed at improving costs. Short-term policies that often discriminate based on pre-existing conditions. And he wants to strengthen rules to avoid surprise billing charges and require transparency of covered services. To try to do the right thing. In bed, staring at the ceiling, worrying what will happen if their spouse gets seriously ill. What will happen if something else happens to them? Do they have enough insurance? Will they have to, how are they going to pay the bill?
Summer block party tonight with free food, live music, and games for kids.
All part of an effort to celebrate and to bring peace to the community. Let me get Jill Hillary reports.
Hi, good evening, Micah and Ray. So it's been a little in the second to stop people from staying out and having a good time. Renaissance Park at Sunday night in truth. The purpose is simple, to offer families a night of free fun in a safe environment.
Bring community together. Stop themselves.
One of the many in the crowd tonight is Stacey Lockhart, CEO of Lingo Sanitation, an organization with crews that go block by block, cleaning up neighborhoods.
The last 4 years, we took up over 100 block streets and alleys.
Marches, hoping to clean up violence across Chicago.
The marches against violence is an opportunity for us to continue to promote our services, but at the same time, let the community know that we love them. And again, perpetrators of violence.
It's just for the whole community, and nothing makes me happier than seeing little kids running around laughing and playing like they're supposed to be, and be outside enjoying life.
A block party, so heat walks are scheduled on Friday at 7 p.m. Reporting in Auburn Gresham, I'm Jewel Hillary, WGN News. Popular sports craze leading to widespread injuries.
Again, with some rain, please stick around. Tom Skilling tells you when the wet weather will move out at 10:15. Tonight on GM Sports, Wimbledon rolls on the latest.
My name is
is Christina, and I have a Solara venue next to me less than 2 weeks ago. I'm an events coordinator, so I'm on my feet all the time. Shooting pain. I walked out of the office after my surgery, and I was back in gym shoes in 10 days. Honestly, I never thought I would be getting around so quickly after surgery. My foot looks beautiful, and I couldn't be happier.
This shoe's from a large selection of pools, the largest selection of patio sets, hot tubs, grills, everything for your summer fun. Right now, you can save up to 50%. You can pay your sales tax. Plus, get come see us or visit us online. American Sale. Bring the fun home.
Virginia is for Sunday brunchers and oyster slurpers, or red meat lovers and no meat lovers, or winery samplers and all day wine.
It's an English invasion of the Wolfgang Nations London, where some of the world's greatest golfers will battle for British glory. Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5. Sponsored by New Chicago Medicine, bringing expert primary and urgent care close to home with locations throughout Chicagoland. Schedule online at newchicagomedicine.org. This is Chicago's very
jail is suspended without pay for the next 2 weeks after an independent investigation uncovered an aging program several years ago. There's no sufficient evidence that he or anyone on the coaching staff was aware of any misconduct at the time it made. Yes, Sports will have all the details coming up at 10:30.
Pickleball is one of America's fastest growing sports, and the number of injuries are also on the rise among players. We spoke in our ETL. He says the most common mistake is to not properly train before hitting the court.
You need to make good sure you're doing proper warm up, get your jog on the court a little bit, do some stretching.
As Dr. Weber says, those strength exercises off the court are going to help lower the risk of your injury. It's time for Thomas Penn. Hey, Tom.
Hello, guys, and happy Friday. Here we are. Thank you.
will have 100% cloud cover, so no sun to start with. 90% at noon, but by evening, we should have half the sky. With some good sleeps and a lot of some sun at times during the afternoon. After 50s, around 60 dew points, things will get up to around the 70s or 60s later Tuesday, and that's when you start noticing the warmth, but we cool off with showers and thunderstorms and a showers will march all the way from the plains in the Art area during the afternoon. We lost a bit of their cold space that came through the area, but we've got cold cloud tops cooling again. You see a little red area developing out to the west, and this is clusters of thunderstorms come through mixed with the showers in parts of the area tonight, so don't be surprised if you hear some thunder and see lightning flashing later tonight. There's a little disturbance crossing the area. But until then, see how these showers blossom as the night goes on. Here's the layout at 3 in the morning. The heavier clusters in the yellow and orange areas. There's how we start the day tomorrow. That's why we'll hopefully get some sun. But we may get some local heavier amounts of rain any of the southern half of the area. This is an updated forecast. We think the amounts will range from about 2/10 of an inch to the 3 spots. It's a really humid tropical air from getting in here. And this is the setup for a 90-degree day on Monday, with temperatures warming up to 90 on Tuesday again. And then the humidity will join the temperature down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow starts with an overcast and showers and maybe a few thunderstorms, but these should begin thinning out in area coverage as east wind turns northerly at about 11:23 tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, clouds scatter at 61 and mostly sunny on Sunday, a beautiful day with a high of 84, 75 to 80 on Monday and Tuesday. A better organized southwest wind will overcome any late cooling, and thunderstorms appear on the scene again later today, continue Tuesday, eventually Wednesday night, and thin out Thursday with a second system. Storm systems. This one went through on Wednesday. Tina Masses shows a tarp on the field. Well, Danny Bivens says they were glad to receive some much-needed rain from these clouds out of DeKalb County. And Lisa Mullen shows us the storms going into St. John, Indiana in dramatic fashion on Wednesday. Orange heat to it overhead. The House Wolf shows this panorama of fields around Manhattan, Illinois. Finally, Laura Joe shows us a tree struck by lightning out in Washington, Illinois, where a tremendous heat that blows the trunks apart. It kind of split down that way right in the middle.
Seasons, we work around your schedule. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric, we arrive on time.